Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today. And we're going to talk about all things stationery. So join us for the drinks, and we'll talk about something new, something old, and something in our shopping cart. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey, it's good. We are actually recording on Wednesday.
Yes, the day off, so we can include all the news that just released.
It's crazy. There's a lot going on this week.
I know. TRC never stops working, huh? Everything. So what are you drinking tonight?
I've just got my water. I actually, you know these Starbucks, this is a venti size, and
Wow, that's this, huge.
But this straw
is like so teeny tiny. Well, it like barely pokes up from the top of the cap.
It's because you know when you're in your car and you're like, when you're parked, of course, but when you're parked and then you're like looking in the back seat and then you like end up leaning over and I like put a kink in this my old straw, so I had to replace it, but I need to actually replace it with one that fits correctly.
So you broke the old straw, basically.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I'm just having some leftover tea from the morning. I
like that mug.
Yeah, it's a cute mug, right? Only viewers can see this, but it's a very beautiful mug. And
it's
I have
a light blue
shape, a little bit like a Fuji mountain.
It is.
Yeah. I got my tea bag from this morning. Re-steeped twice already.
I can't with that.
And so I'm just working on the third cup, basically. Hey, it's a 16-ouncer, so I had a lot of tea today.
That's reminding me of, like, my dad used to, like, talk smack about one of his friends that, like, when they would go camping together, this particular friend would, like, use the same coffee grounds for another cup. And he's like, he doesn't know how to make coffee.
That's funny. Well, let's plunge right into today's topic. Do you want to start or should I start this time?
You can start.
Okay. So this one is really cool. I know a lot of us gets into the fountain pen world with a beginner pen. And we would always say, hey, the Kaweco Sports or the Kakuno, Pilot Kakunos, you know, they're like super cheap, super adorable, really beginner friendly because the nib is super consistent. And plus the bonus, the nib smiles at you or winks at you or like do a little bunch of cute feature. I think there was like, I think three designs, one for one for fine, two designs, one for M nibs and one for fine nibs, medium and fine. And so Kakuno had just released a really adorable new edition. They've done editions before where it's like the barrel color or like collaborations with Pokemon or something like that. But this one, they actually kind of tinkered with the smiley face on the Kakunos to create a family series. Super cute. So you have Kakuno Papa, Kakuno Mama, Kakuno Boy, Girl, and Kakuno Baby. And they come in these clear, do I call them demonstrators? Clear barrels, so like tinted, tinted with colors.
Yeah, really so pretty. It's like transparent but still color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can kind of see the ink through the pen body. And well, first of all, the pen color, the barrel itself is really like bright and cheerful. There's like this neon yellow, the slight shade of violet, teal, pink, and blue, and the face. So
that's so good.
Kakuno Papa has a beard, so that laser engraving.
I must have Kakuno Papa.
And a little bow tie. Kakuno Mama has like a pearl necklace. That's what I assume it is. Like there's like a little thing by its neck. And then with like these
little eyelashes.
Eyelashes that like tilt to the side. Kakuno Boy looks a little, I feel like, standard to the original smiley face.
It looks kind of like the normal one, yeah.
And Kakuno Girl has a little bow at the at the neck area with like singular eyelash to both eyes. Mm-hmm. The mama one has two. And then finally, the akachan, the little baby one. I was like, is this a clown? And then I realized, oh no, that's a pacifier.
Yeah, it's a little pacifier. Like, okay, so basically April like sent me this on Discord when I was at work and I just happened to like see it. Because I usually don't see Discord, and then I was standing next to my manager, and I, like, screamed, and I was like, oh my god, look at this! And she was like, what? Oh my god! So, and I feel like on Pilot's Instagram, like, the post that they introduced mm-hmm. this in, it's not actually easy to see that...
The features.
The features, right? Yeah. But the photo you sent me was really good.
I know. You had to kind of zoom in. I bet they're slowly teasing it. And so available yeah. in both F and medium nibs. And
no EF?
No EF. Just
no M. EF for Akachan?
Just F. Baby. And, oh, right. There is the EF for the regular lineup. So they have three for the regular lineup.
Yeah. So these are I see.
These are available starting March 1st. I don't know when they'll get to retailers in the US, but
they're so cute.
They're really adorable. Oh, and this neon green one was supposed to be yellow, I guess, but
really?
The color looks really
yellow.
Me.
Yeah, you're not yellow.
Yeah.
I like the pink though. That one's cute.
I feel like I would gift these. I won't necessarily grab one for myself just because mm-hmm. I graduated way beyond even Kakuno Papa already. Like,
so cute
in the fountain pen world. So, but I think these are great, like, kind of like, what do you call it? Like, toe dipping mm-hmm. type pens if you want to enable a friend, you know.
The gateway drug.
Yes, the gateway item. to get people into this. So, I just thought it was really cute. You know, they're trying to innovate, but I do think people really, really like the previous collaboration they did that was not really super widely announced, but was on Tokyo Pen Shop, the Pikachu and the Pokemon collaborations.
Yes.
There's one
I
with...
I never got the Gengar. What, oh, I really people, want the Gengar.
I was like, what is that Gangstar? Like, what's the name? I know, our friends are going to kill me for like not knowing names of Pokemon, even the first generation. But the Gengar one was super cute. It's purple and it's got like the whole body illustrated on it. Yeah. And then I think there's an Eevee one too. So,
I need the cute. Gengar one because I think that's the only thing that would get my brother into fountain pens.
Nice, yeah. The only downside with Kakuno is that they dry out really fast because
I do agree with that. Yeah,
they have a hole on the top of the cap. I don't know why, but maybe it's to induce flow. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. But it's one of those things.
But I have to say, freshly inked up Kakuno's writes like a dream. It's just the nib is so consistent. It's just like really, really nice.
And I actually still have, of course, it's probably buried right here. This is a Kakuno and an extra fine that I always keep inked with, what is that called? Platinum Carbon Black.
Oh, nice. This is the one you can go hard on. This is the pen you can go hard on with any inks.
Yeah.
The ones you don't
because
dare
put
it's a driver.
Yeah. I wouldn't put this in a sailor, but because it's just, I think I paid like, you know, what, $14 for that. So it's mm-hmm. just, boom.
I forgot to mention the other beginner pen is the Platinum. Sorry, Platinum Preppy. That was a good one too. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your item?
So I don't often know about Kaweco's before they launch. And I was like, I knew about this already. But... And I think it's been news, I don't know, for at least a week or so. But mm-hmm. I want to talk about it now because we didn't touch on it yet. The new Kaweco. So there's a Kaweco Sport Collection Edition. Mm-hmm. And there's also a Kaweco Lilliput.
Is the Collection Edition the one that the olive came with? Like,
yes.
I see. The interesting colors are called Kaweco Collection. I mean, what did they used to call it? Just Kaweco Sports?
Yeah, Kaweco Sport is the normal one, but actually, I have these. I also have one more that I'm intending to
sell.
Wait,
three pens, so that's the olive, lavender, that's the platinum, lavender, and then the coral one. Am I right? Yep,
the Kaweco Sport, like, insignia and collector's edition were kind of, like, imprinted onto the coral one.
I see.
It wasn't, like, foil stamped like these other ones are. Like, this one says Kaweco Collection.
I see, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they started doing these, and people, definitely not me, definitely me, started buying these because it was like, ooh, it's a collector's edition. So in theory, after the year is over, it won't be available anymore. With that being said,
the Olive is still available.
The Olive's still available. I think, I don't know.
They produce enough for it to be available the year after.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know, maybe like 5 years down the line.
Wait,
it's
but
like
this
not
new one,
the...
what's the color? Yeah. You haven't even said
yeah.
it yet.
Oh my God. So the new one is called Iridescent Pearl, and it looks like a mermaid, okay? It's like if Kaweco and a mermaid got together.
Had a baby.
Had a baby, it would be this pen. And it's, okay, so I already know the ink that goes in it. It's Sailor Manyo Haha would perfectly go into that pen because that ink is also kind of multi-shade or chroma shading, as Toasty says, Toasty Treat. But I know she's going to pick one of these up for sure.
These are beautiful. And
they're so good.
Like I said, again, I'm not a big Kaweco fan, but if I'm a collector, this is a must. Like, the color is just very interesting. You can see the green and then the pink and the blue mm-hmm. and the purple just all across the whole body. And it's not as oil stainy as like the iris, like the Twispy
right.
iris one. That one has a really... Like, that one take iridescent to, like, the next level, but this one's, like,
yeah.
muted and just enough to have that extra something, but
yes.
not too much. Not feeling like, I don't know. Wait, I can't say that too early. I was about to say, doesn't feel like you're holding something plasticky, but we don't know. When
I
held the Kaweco Sword for the first time, I felt it was plasticky, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's literally just a piece of plastic.
But you know how, like, some color could make a few extra, like, if it comes in, like, a neon yellow or something? It would feel extra cheap, like, dollar store. Like, this one,
yes.
the mutedness, like, doesn't look as cheap as it might have
yeah.
sounded. Yeah.
So, and I guess a better way to describe it, rather than just saying mermaid, is like, yeah, like April was saying, kind of muted, muted pastel, but still shiny in a way.
Like a
pearl or like a mermaid scale glistening in the light.
As if it's a real thing.
Yeah, you know, haven't you guys seen mermaid scales? Come on.
Nice.
So, like, me and all my coworkers are like, yeah, we're not gonna wait for this. We're gonna buy this full price because we don't want to wait.
Love it.
Yes, the other one is the Kaweco Lilliput Green Limited Production.
Ooh.
So, obviously, green is something that we are both drawn to. But the thing about this is, like, so the Kaweco Lilliput. I'm sure, April, do you know about the Fire Blue? It's the each one is hand torched, so it's got that kind of
that really,
like,
worn out, aged look. Yeah,
like coppery with like hints of blue,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I get guys all the time that say, "I could just do this," and I'm like, "Cool, why don't you do it then?" Because it's like marked up because each one is hand torched. But
mm-hmm.
This pen, it's only $60, and only. And it's the same, I think it's the same type of, like, light metal that there's a silver Lilliput and there's also a black Lilliput that are kind of, like, they're super light to the point where you wouldn't even know you're holding it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm personally not so into that. Like, they also make a stainless steel Lilliput that's a lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, $100 or $110.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know if I would like holding this very, very light green pen, but it's very beautiful.
It's, like, much longer than, I feel like, once it's, like, capped, the whole pen body felt very long compared to the Kaweco is the style of the Lilliput. I don't know. It looks very long to me.
I would say that it's not much different than like posting a Kaweco sport because it's
really wow. Okay, yeah. So it's also in that small pen kind of.
It's
like
It's small category. And skinny.
Okay, I think it's the skinniness yeah. that makes it looks very like lengthy. So
yeah, But there's also the Supra edition of the Lilliput pen that is large. It's large and in charge.
Got it.
But yeah, the little baby is, I don't know, it's, they're really cute pens and I've always wanted the fire blue one, but I don't know.
I'm not into this green. It's too metallic and like,
oh my gosh,
retro to for me. Like it's,
oh, retro, huh?
Yeah, it looks like like retro as in like diner carts, you know, like kind of that old school.
I can sort of see that
neon sign, stainless steel exterior.
Maybe that's why I like it though.
I think yeah, it's too much for me.
But yeah. And of course, I will love getting it in my hands and telling people how I feel after
You'll
that.
You'll get to try it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Awesome. So moving on.
Are we going to talk about one more pen though?
Oh, the other Kaweco, the Sakura one that came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, April was just like, what about that? And it was, who posted it? It was some, like, pen.
CY? Some pen.
Oh, did CY? Yeah. Some person. And she was like, oh, there's a pink Kaweco All Sport. It's called Sakura Lucent. Like translucent but Sakura lucent. And it's like a metal Kaweco sport like this one I have here, but it's all pink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not rose gold because there is already a rose gold one, but it's like specifically more metallic pink and shinier than this one that I have.
Okay,
but I remember I saw it when I was in Japan and I didn't buy it because I was like, oh, I don't want to pay retail for a Kaweco sport. And now I'm like, oh man, it's so cute though.
It reminds me of the same pink as the Hello Kitty one that came out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it is. And it's just like a special Japanese edition. So I believe it's a re-release.
I see. Just like the Sailor Kakri fountain pen that they always create release with plus around cherry blossom season. Mm-hmm. And then I have one from last year. It was like a blue one with like pink cherry blossom macchiato on it. But is it considered macchiato? I think so. And then so this one's like a re-release of the year before because it's like a gold body, like a yellowish body.
Is it the same cherry blossom one?
I feel like it's the same one.
Maybe it is. April was just throwing shade.
I'm just like, thank God, because last year and so many like people were saying, oh, what if next year they came up with the green one with the cherry blossom? Then April, you're screwed and you should have bought too early. But I'm just
now
glad.
You have time to save.
Yeah, I'm
for next year.
My wallet is safe. For now.
Yes.
For now. We don't know what's coming out yet. You know, I feel like it's still cherry blossom season. We're in the thick of it.
It is. It really is.
Okay.
That
actually gives me some inspiration to maybe do a maquillage of something on my own little thing over here.
Oh, it's so cute.
I have the Plotter Mini 5, also called the Micro 5, M5, whatever you want to call it. They're 5 rings. I got it at the San Francisco Pen Show last year in bridal green. It's a really nice, cute, waxy green color. And since
we
were
talking... really well with this pen I have, this Kaweco.
That's was a like metallic green.
Match.
Yeah, yeah, that's a nice color.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm thinking, should I paint some cherry blossom on this?
Ooh, you should.
That'd be really cute. Maybe on the inside, maybe. Like discreet, like just big blotches of pink. I have to ask Phyllis. She's the expert on customization. But
that's true.
I haven't been using it. So I came up with like a new idea to reignite my, you know, fun interactiveness with this.
Okay.
And it's to gamify my diet plan. for the upcoming 2 months before my trip to Taiwan, because I'm going to gain so much weight from eating so much good stuff in Taiwan. I need to lose them in advance to...
I like that you're planning gaining weight.
Yes. I'm so going to gain weight in Taiwan. Like,
well, you've got to enjoy all the stuff.
I'm not.
There's only a limited time.
I'm not stopping myself from anything. Like, no words of guilt or like shame from any of my family members can stop me from eating from 5 street food stalls in one night. So yes, there's that.
I love that for you.
So, in my little mini five plotter, I actually have the monthly schedule.
It's super tiny.
It's like super cute, super tiny, the size of my palm.
Oh my gosh.
And I've been having trouble, you know, writing in it because I don't know what exactly to write. So in this gamification of accountability that I have, that was inspired from a conversation with Job, because he was also like, I need to move more and stuff. So I'm like, yeah. Job, what if we both become accountability buddies our mutual ownership of Plotter Micro 5?
Yes, Plotters. That's great.
And so what we're doing is basically we have two goals for each day. One is we're trying intermittent fasting, which is not too bad. You basically only eat in the window from 12 o'clock to 8, and the rest of the time does not eat anything.
It's not terrible.
It's a normal, like, past breakfast.
I don't do that.
But anyway, so one goal is intermittent fasting, and the second goal is what we call movement. So movement is so general. It could include walking, going up and down the stairs, dancing to a song, yoga, anything. Like, I would hate it if I'm like, I have to run 20 minutes every day or something like that.
Right.
Or walk 45 minutes every day. No, none of that. Just simple movement is sufficient for our very, very small goals. And
that's
so
great.
I use the Zig Metallic dot pen, and basically each block is enough for 2 dots, and that's it. Uh-huh. And I would just dot if I have movement or if I have intermittent fasting on that day. And so I'm just gonna fill up this little calendar with dots.
That's inspiring. I feel like too many people, not that not having bigger goals is a bad thing. I don't think that at all.
We have very big goals.
but I feel like starting that small and actually accomplishing it makes you more able to like commit to bigger goals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's
I just really like that.
That's what Job and I are aiming to do, is to really just start with really manageable action items each day. And so aside from the monthly refills, on the back I have a bunch of like blank pages. And what I'm doing is every day I would just put down a little sticker and collage and then just write a sentence about today and about my thoughts about my intermittent fasting today or about my exercise for today. So like, for example, when we started on the 21st, and so I said, oh, went on a walk with Cookie despite it being really, really cold outside.
So cold.
But we did it. And so that was my entry for the day before. And yesterday was Neko Day, February 22nd, 2022. Really, really
because
cute.
So
in Japan, the number 2 ni sounds very much like the sound a cat would make. So ni 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 nya nya nya. And so I just drew a big cat, and then I wrote, it's so cold, but I walk Cookie anyway. So it's just like every day I have like this little singular tiny page of review about these 2 dots. You know, whether it's like, oh, I fasted, but I had a really nice lunch, you know, something like that. So gamified usage of my plotter and achieving the bigger goal of a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
In ahead of a very unhealthy trip coming.
Yeah, you know, I think that's great.
So yeah, I look forward to writing in this every day now at the end of the day. Yay. So I just thought it was really cute.
It's just so tiny.
Imagine if I keep going and then the rest of the year I manage to keep doing this too. And then this book would just be the, like, you know how I like did all that stuff about health planners, keeping in weeks and stuff. And all it took was a tiny, tiny micro 5 plotter to really get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Inspiring. Oh, so yeah, my thing is, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but at Oblation, we have this like holiday party every year. We didn't have it during COVID, during 2020, mm-hmm. I should say, because we still are in COVID. Basically, we have the holiday party in February because there's too much going on during the actual holidays. And so how it works is, like, the bosses, you know, rent out a space for us to eat and drink and just have a merry old time. And one of the things we do is exchange gifts. And ahead of time, you, like, if you want to participate, you pick someone's name out of a hat. Mm. And then, like, a coworker, obviously. Whoever you choose, you have to make a handmade gift for.
Ooh.
So that's like the most fun part, and everybody I work with is so creative and adorable. And so my coworker Addie got me, and she made me this really cute pen roll.
Ah.
And I don't know, I love it.
Is it made of cloth? That's so cute.
Yeah, it's. I'm pretty sure this is like wool or something.
Wool.
And she has like a studio and a whole other side business based on this, like, cuz she prints on her own fabric and she makes her own patterns and stuff.
That's really cool.
It's just really neat. How many is in here? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 sections and there's one in the middle is like wider.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I don't know. She knows me and appreciates my pen love, and it's just a little.
It's cute.
A little lovely gift from my coworker.
I love it. What did you make for your recipient?
So it was really silly, but I ended up drawing a picture of my coworker Miranda. She really likes aliens, so I drew this picture of her like linking arms with an alien and just like. Peace sign. And I actually painted it with fountain pen ink.
Oh,
so nice. It ended up being pretty cool, and I had it framed and everything. And
oh, that's this adorable. Is
really dumb, but I think you really like it.
Hey, it's cute. She can put it on her desk type table, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, moving on to something.
Oh my god, April.
That we want.
Let me count the times for okay, it's either Uniball One or Fujisan Eraser. It's literally all April wants.
I know. All I want is Uniball One pens and a heck ton of Fujisan Erasers, which I will never use up. Like, I'm still working through my first Fujisan, the original blue one.
This is my first one.
With that tiny, tiny dent on one side. Yes. I love it. Mine has gotten more, though. Like, because I've been using it to clean off, like, eraser
the stamps.
I've been using it to clean off tape gum from my scissors.
Oh, that's smart.
In the end, I was kind of shaving off the eraser by doing that. I can't even find it right now, but
good because you need to do more.
I raved about the one I got from Yoseika, which is like the orange and the light blue one with the Tokyo motifs. I raved about the autumn one that came out with like 6 different patterns on the eraser case. And today we have Haru no Okashi, which means
I love that
spring dessert theme, and it's pink. So these Fujisan eraser from Plus, they are designed so that it has like a white center, and the more you use it like on two ends, the more you can recreate the mountaintop look with like the white top. And so this pink is a very gentle and pale pink. They had pink before for Sakura season, but this one's like a a much more paler one. Mm-hmm. And it came out with, again, 6 freaking designs alongside the theme of, like, iconic Japanese dessert.
Oh, the taiyaki is the best one. You would
eat during the spring. My favorite is the daifuku, the strawberry mochi with the red bean.
That one is really good, too.
So cute. And then there's
one. It's got a strawberry.
Yeah. And the other one's like the sakura mochi. So mm-hmm. a pink mochi dessert that's usually like, I think it's more of like a cake. I suddenly
came out.
You know that red bean pasty thing? It's kind of like, I hate to call it jelly. It's more solid, but mm-hmm. I can't describe it. It's a Japanese pastry. And then the 3-color dango, where it's like pink, white, and green.
Isn't it mitarashi dango?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then they also had some on the side with just red bean, you know. It's not just the 3-color one. So I really, I want that the most. And then the last one is like with uguisu, which is that green little bird, the warbler. And then like the pink okashi, again, like a pink dessert. So...
with little, like, tiny toothpick things that you use to eat them. And those are also, a mochi-based thing.
Yes. Yes. Usually made from, like, bean paste. Like, really, really mushed up beans. So it's, like, very... has a little bit of a texture. But these are so cute. And, like, they're really nothing too special except for the, you know, the packaging. And
yeah, of course. That's what it's all about.
I just don't buy the packaging. So I love how it like comes in, like, you know, when you buy it at like stationery or supply store, the box that came with it, and like they sit nicely next to each other in that box, the display case. Like, I want that whole thing. Like, I just want to put it on my desk and I can pick which one I want to use to erase this day or something like that.
That's so extra. I feel like by the end of April's, I mean, not that there will be an end, but, you know, whenever your collection gets that big, then that would be useful because you would have, how many does that fit? It probably fits at least 12 maybe even 18 of them.
Mm-hmm. I want it. So I don't know how I can get that, but maybe I can send it to Esther and have her scout it out at a loft or something, because I'm pretty sure this will be everywhere in Japan. It's just not something people carry in stores outside of Japan, though. It's too like limited edition.
Except for Yoseka got that one, but
they did get that one. But I wonder if that one's because they wanted to. It's like evergreen, you know. It's like very applicable for all seasons, and you can promote Japan with it. So I would think that one is available because of that.
Yeah.
So that's me. What do you want?
Oh, what do I want?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Other than everything. Well, you know, since I've been planning, LOL, because I plan all the time, because April and I are going to be going to Washington, D.C. at the same time, basically, I always do this thing where I try to, like, start a trip with a fresh traveler's notebook insert, but I have so many, like, partially used inserts, so I've gotten into the habit of, like, taking them apart and, you know, like, maybe being like, oh, I literally used this for 2 or 3 pages, maybe I'll just put those pages somewhere else So what I did was, it's a cover that I've had, I don't know, for a while. It's just your typical Midori Traveler's Company cover. And so I've interspersed it with the Tomoe River, the 013 lightweight paper insert, as well as just the plain white blank insert.
Nice.
And so I'm excited because, you know, I'm going to that... book convention called a Polycon at the end of July, and then I'm staying for the next weekend and going to the DC Pen Show.
Yes. So
there's going to be a lot to journal about, and I don't know, I just thought it would be nice because there are some days in there that I will have free, which is interesting. And I don't know what I'm going to do in D.C. So
and
if
are
you're
you
there,
buying this travel planning stamp set from Everyday Explorers?
Oh. Sorry. Yeah, I thought that's what I was talking about. So the whole reason I brought that up is because, yeah, I want to buy this travel planning stamp set from Everyday Explorers Co.
I can see your train of thought just already going far ahead. And I was like, Kelly, we haven't even tell everyone what you're wanting to buy.
Yeah, so it's, I feel like it looks smaller than the other ones. Or is it the same size? 4x6? I guess it is the same size.
4x6 is the same size.
But I love the Everyday Explorers Co. stamps that have this, what am I trying to do? Oh my gosh. The text, like these little text things.
The prompts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's one that says like book flights, book hotels, buy tickets, free day to explore, you know. And I just think it'd be fun to have alongside to supplement all of the blank pages that I've put together. It tied in.
Nice. Yeah. No, this looks super cute.
Did you buy this one already, April?
No, isn't this a new one? I don't know.
I think maybe it is an February release.
I don't have this one, but I have so many of hers. And I feel like the old ones are like more than useful enough. So I haven't been looking or really wanting anything new. Maybe I should take a little browse.
Well, and I'll bring it with me so you can hang out with me and stamp them too.
Yeah, that would be cool. Nice. And finally, usually we wrap it up with some little fun news or new items or things that's interesting. So if you are a hardcore Traverse Notebook, Traverse Company fan, you would have already heard about the new collaboration they just released. To be honest, I don't think it's like new collaborator. They've always had limited edition items at Starbucks Reserve Japan because they're like in the same neighborhood. Like if you're visiting Japan, you have to go to Nakameguro to see Traveler's Factory. And then like that nearby is Starbucks Reserve Japan where they have like the fancy design building, the special menu. And then, of course, Traverse Notebook, special edition notebook and refills available. And they had came out.
Should be available in Seattle, but they're not because Seattle's the first one. It's fine.
I don't understand why they don't see that happening in Japan and reach out to like also carry it as well. I don't know why the information don't like share. So if you're a Starbucks employee and like you want to get this fixed,
inside.
DM me, please. I would love your help. But anyway, they had already did two editions of special limited refills. Like there was the first one's kind of pink oriented, the second one's blue oriented, and then it's got like the debossing on the leather cover. I personally have one in camel. But this year, they kind of came out with a limited edition kind of set of item that doesn't include the notebook itself, the leather cover, but it has the regular refill, it has the passport refill, a really cool water bottle with like a brass top that looks very like Reserve style products.
Yeah, it does.
a Sakura charm that Kelly screamed
at.
Best.
Yeah, I can't not have that. Is the thing.
A really adorable rose skull looking even charm that's in the shape of a cherry blossom flower.
It's the most perfect thing I've ever seen.
I know, it's super adorable. I had the charm where it's like the round brass one with the Starbucks R, the Reserve R on it.
I have that one too.
So this one's gonna be cherry blossom style and then a washi tape. And then their tote bag. And this time the theme is around like promoting the entire neighborhood. So
Of Nakameguro.
So there's like the canal, there's like a bike on it, and the building of Starbucks Reserve, obviously. So it's really cute. And I'm sure
is there a little croissant too?
Yes.
Oh.
I wonder if it's also to promote one of the bakery nearby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
April, it does. I can't figure out, well, I guess it literally says on here, doesn't it? Is there also a pencil board?
No, that's the sticker sheet that comes with.
A sticker sheet?
The passport refill, Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Oh, and then there's a mug too, but then that mug is more of like there's reserve style mugs, less of like a Traverse Notebook Diner mug. So it's super cute. I think hardcore fans spotted this on the Starbucks Japan website where they released it before Traverse Notebook even talked about it.
So annoying.
And then there's another news for fans.
Oh, yeah.
The Superior Labor, you will see on their social media, NetVillage, Superior Labor, everyone, they announced it. Basically, Kurashiki, Kurashiki is the area in Okayama that is basically the birthplace of like washi tape and like a lot of like classic like Japanese wa stationery. Mm-hmm. And the Superior Labor is based there in Okayama nearby. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be opening a retail store. I think their first self-owned retail store in Kurashiki City. And at the same time, it's going to be a Traverse Notebook factory, like a Traveler's factory.
So cool.
So it's like a partner shop and factory at the same time, because they're also going to be offering the Superior Labor customization on your notebooks. Oh my goodness.
So they're going to be very lit.
Very, very lit. And I think it's going to put Kurashiki, going to put Okayama on the map for Traverse Notebook enthusiasts or stationery enthusiasts, basically, because most people go to Japan, their first stop is like Tokyo, you know, right? Or Osaka or Kyoto. But Okayama has a lot to offer. It's a great region, like with a lot of nature and just like really good food too. And I definitely am adding that to my list of detour from Japan trip.
It's a little exhausting having all these places to go.
I know, right? And then, yeah, the first official customization store. That's exciting because
I love that.
For a while, Baumkuchen had the Truly Your Service, but it has been suspended for a period of time. They had utilized the craft and the expertise of the Superior Labor to do that in the first place. When I interviewed Ame on my podcast, she was sent to the Superior Labor to get training in like NetVillage.
No way. Yeah. That's really cool.
And so you're basically seeing the origin, like the OG like brand that works at Traverse company on many counts. And then so be customized by the Superior Labor themselves. It's just going to be amazing.
But yeah,
I'm super excited. I'm so excited for Esther too, because she's definitely this is definitely one of the big news she was holding out on me. And when it came out, I was like, "Ah, Esther, congratulations! I will have to go to NetVillage now that you know you are part of this project. Please take me everywhere in Kurashiki and you know Okayama. I will love to visit you again." Finally, ending this episode, Kelly, what do you have to share?
Well, you know, I don't know if I talked about this already. I don't think I did. But we just, at Oblation Papers and Press, where I work, we just started this new kind of section of pens in the store. And they're in the store. They are also available online, which is cool. It's called Nearly New. Ooh. And they're pens that we've bought from, at this point, just two different people that just wanted to kind of rehome their pens and sell them to us. And it's a new thing that we're doing. We're still kind of figuring out how it's going. But we've gotten quite a few. And basically, they're, like, most of them are, for all intents and purposes, they're, like, they're new. Mm-hmm. But we call them nearly new because technically they have been owned by someone, but they're
is
in very good
guy
condition.
Jason? just
literally one of the guys is Jason.
I was like, wait, that sounds all too familiar. I mean, I feel like we all have a nearly new from Jason.
Right, yeah.
In our lifetime.
But the other guy that brought him in, he actually has some with like custom grinds on them.
Ooh, interesting.
And it's It's just a cool thing we're offering, and I thought I would mention it. Not the sponsored.
The Sailor Pro Gear Bunko Box Tsuyuhikari Fountain Pen. That green with the translucent body and the white top.
Yeah.
Is it sold already?
No, it's not sold. It is on there, and it is a Kelly is keeping her eye on it pen, but... It's, oh man, it's so pretty.
You know, I'm looking through and just like looking at all the green pens, you know.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Sailor 1911 Epinard without the rings.
Beautiful. Yes, the ringless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Another Sailor Pro Gear Ivory with the black section. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, that one's a music nib that's been ground to, I believe, a cursive italic. Interesting. I think it says on there. Yeah. Wow.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. Is it like your idea to make this happen? Like your love for stationery and all things pen? I just love it.
Actually, it wasn't. It was totally like, because the first guy, my boss, Ron, he like.
He is like a vintage and restoring guy, right?
Yes.
Like, he is kind of like that guy.
But the first guy that he met up with is like a guy he's done business with in the past, and they had some kind of typewriter and guitar exchange along with the pen, so it was this whole like vintage slash nearly new throwdown.
I love it.
And so after that, Jason was like, hey, I want to do that too.
Here's my pens I'm de-stashing that I literally just bought from you guys 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that might be true.
Sorry, Jason, we love you and support your hobby.
And by the way, can I just get a poll on here, because I keep telling Jason, because he's been like, oh yeah, I kind of want to do like pen stuff on Instagram, like he wants to post, but he's like, oh, but nobody cares, you know.
We care, nobody Jason.
And I was like, what? I talk about you all the time, like everybody wants to see. So
he has a little fan group.
Yeah,
somewhere out there.
I just want people to come at him and be like, please post pen content. Because I haven't even seen all of his pens like in one big thing. I'm like, I want to see.
That would be cool. Enrich the content of the fountain pen world.
Yes.
In the community. And on that note, thank you guys for listening to the Stationery Cafe podcast happy hour today. As always, we will post the show notes in the form of an Instagram post on our Instagram account, the Stationery Cafe. You can find us there and maybe, you know, DM us if you want to join our little community on Discord. And Kelly and I always look forward to bringing you another fun episode next week. Oh, and our Patreon. I forgot. Yes, support us on Patreon, because we have a Patreon on the Stationery Cafe. And we'll see you next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, April.